Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
Are we live? Yes, we are back. We are back, and it is the
Happy
Tom and Kim
Halloween.
Show. Happy Halloween.
And like many candidates, I'm dressing up as a progressive, but Wiener Arte. My God, the stuff that's come out. Well, first of all, with due respect and in a great tribute to their lives that have been led, Tom Hayden, and then, of course, our beloved Agar Jakes. What a courtly, smart, true liberal, true Democrat in a way that it used to mean something.
Yep.
You know?
And 91, I made it 91 or 92. Yeah. And he was just, the other thing about Agar, and we can talk about Tom Hayden, but Agar was just a sweet guy. He was just he believed in what he believed in, and he was always really nice and polite to everybody.
Yeah, you know, there was some time, you know, during the Gonzalez campaign when some of those people were very, very mean to Agar and to Jane Morrison, not respecting their history, because they said, oh my gosh, you know, we're dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. We like your politics, but we can't have a fundraiser for you, you know, because you're a Green. I mean, and the way they trashed them, it really showed more about them. And that's the other point about all this. All right, there's a lot of mud that gets slung. It doesn't have to happen, but when it does happen towards crunch time, like when there's only a week away, but it's really how the candidates respond to that that is the mark of character.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
And I don't see any recommendation for a Wiener or Arce, you know, with the lies that they're putting out there. Yeah, everybody fabricates, and their opponents may be not that perfect either, but the thing is, what kind of character do you have if you win based on the lies? And then, so what can people expect from you with that win? It's a pretty high price, I think.
It is. And, you know, I've been saying through this whole election, why can't everybody just be who they are? Be honest about who you are, and that's okay. I mean, we don't all have to agree. Everyone doesn't have to feel the same way that I do about politics, but let's have that debate and be who you are. Instead, we have people pretending they're someone who they aren't. You know, Scott Wiener put out a mailer with a cover of the Bay Guardian with him on it.
Supposed to be clever, you know.
And, but there's a quote underneath that he changed. He changed the headline to say, oh, he's great on tenants issues, misquoting and partially quoting Ted Gullickson, the late Ted Gullickson, who actually didn't say that. He actually said there was a time he was good on tenants issues, and then he turned around and sided with the landlords.
Was that an IE?
No, that was Scott himself.
That was Scott himself, because, you know, people say, oh, I didn't know about it. Well, yeah, but you can condemn it.
No, yeah, that was Scott himself.
No, it really creeps me out that there is such a... I think Robert Reich, didn't he just write a column about, you know, what it means when winning is everything, you know, that kind of thing. It is disturbing. And, you know, we had to have this, because the Chronicle is so biased in its coverage, we had to have a large group of LGBT supporters of Jane Kim, because they'll tout Barney Frank in the Chronicle, who, by the way, I have some real issues with. You know, I respect some of the accomplishment, but I have some real issues with, particularly around LGBT issues and his history on transgender, his whole viewpoint on activism, you know, but in the meantime, where's the balance? And so you have people like Cleve Jones and Harry Britt and Gwen Craig and Tom Ariano and Tom Temprano and David Campos and Roma Guy. I mean, we could go on. That is a substantial piece of the LGBT history that is totally ignored by the Chronicle.
Right. And those are, and these people, include yourself included, are supporting Jane Kim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was my point. Sorry. Anyway, Tom Hayden. So, you know, Tom Hayden had to learn the hard way about Gavin Newsom. He came to my office, you know, this is years ago, because, you know, he wanted to get the city on record about sweatshops. And, of course, Don Fisher did have a lot of sweatshops, apparently, at one time.
And was a big supporter of Gavin Newsom.
And was also a big supporter of Fiona Ma, who, by the way, voted against this thing. So he came in, and he was so happy, you know, that he had talked to Newsom, and Newsom was going to support this. And, you know, and then we had the resolution, and we looked at it, and we knew that there was trouble ahead. We believed in this resolution, but we knew that Newsom did not have the chutzpah. And a little later on, Tom... Hayden, no, he was used to some privilege, you know, come on. So he bursts into the office. He goes, fuck that guy. You have to do something. Zach Teller was my aide. What? You know, where's Tom? You know, he's pulling the rug out from under this. You know, he watered it down.
You talked about the mayor.
Gavin Newsom. Anyway, so that's my last memory of Tom Hayden.
Yes, you know, and Tom had a long history. I mean, he started very early on with the Students for Democratic Society and... you know, one of those people who managed to be both outside and inside in politics.
More or less. I think being in Sacramento, I think, frustrated him a lot.
Of course it did.
And he was punished a lot.
Yeah, he was.
So he did his best.
Yeah. And, you know, somebody who I think had great thoughts about himself and his own career. He really thought that one day he'd be president of the United States. And, but that didn't come to pass. At any rate, Tom Hayden, Agar Jakes, R.I.P.
Do we have any predictions? This is what I feel, and I'll go out on a limb, because it did happen once before. I'm predicting a sweep, particularly with the three women, and that Dean's shot is an excellent shot, and I think his opponent is very nervous about that. I'm feeling that the homeless issues will be the two most obnoxious ones, Q and R, will be defeated. So Optimistic here, so let's see what happens.
I'm always optimistic too. My concern, and for anybody who's listening, I hope you pay attention to this, my concern is that people will go in and vote for president and U.S. Senate and then stop.
And Raphael Mandelman.
Right, and they'll vote for community
college. They'll go way down there.
About is that they won't get down to all the ballot propositions in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because there's so many state propositions, and I worry about ballot fatigue because there's so much there, but a lot of it is really important. We could create a new Office of Public Advocate. We could let's elect our elected officials. We could, you know, remove the power of the mayor to appoint supervisors, which has never, ever made sense to me.
No, well, this is the charter reform that
we really need. And this is all local stuff that we could pass a tax on mansions sold for more than $5 million to pay for Free City College. You know, plus there's some awful stuff on the ballot. There's the, you know, props P&U stink that the realtors are putting out. So it's really important that people go all the way through the ballot and
even up to X.
And if you are confused, there are lots of people out there who are willing to help. The Bay Guardian did endorsements at sfbg.com. The Milk Club did endorsements at milkclub.org.
I do have some exceptions, you know.
Right, I don't agree with everything.
But they're good. But the Milk Club was yes on O, and I'm not a big fan.
Right, but overall.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I think you take,
and, you know,
pissed off voters to me. Has the best slate card in terms of where I'm at voting.
Right, so the League of Pissed Off Voters, these are all available
Harvey
online.
Harvey Milk Club's slate card was very, very good and very well done, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure, there's slate cards out there that can help you from groups that have done a lot of research on this. Yeah, I'm with you on the League of Pissed Off Voters and, of course, the Bay Guardian and the Milk Club.
Oh, the Bay Guardian.
And the Tenants Union. So go and look for some of these groups if you need help. But don't just say, oh, I'm too tired. Or just don't say, oh, I'm voting no on everything because I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, no, don't do that. I think Bill Maher, who I don't always agree with, really had a good rap about this. You know, they're all crooks. Doesn't mean anything at all. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of attitude. And, you know, while if you're really with it, you don't subscribe to that. You know, you go in and you take that franchise very seriously.
Right, exactly.
And, when you know, when I'm not sure, you know, with this 61, you got Bernie's endorsing it, and then you got the veterans. I mean, more than likely, I will vote for, or I think I did vote for 61. But the trouble is, sometimes when it's confusing, I think the best advice is don't vote on that particular issue.
Right, and but you know, on 61, I've found that on almost every statewide health issue, the California nurses are right.
Yes,
and the nurses are yes on 61, so that's the kind of thing I do sometimes. I think it's like, the nurses are always right about healthcare issues in California. The nurses are yes on 61. Bernie's out in Washington, D.C. You know, he doesn't know this as well as we do here. So, you kind of have to triangulate a little bit like that.
Yeah, it's called democracy. You got to think about it. And, you know, I'm really rooting for the repeal of the death penalty.
Yep.
And then I would like to, I believe it's 55, you know, continuing those taxes so that the schools can stay
absolutely
as funded as
possible.
I think
there's a chance on the death penalty.
Yeah, it's looking good, but the trouble is they put on another one, the opponents, and that 66, I think.
Yeah.
And that that confuses it. Yep. Something that I'm very interested in was the English language repeal of Prop 277. I think that is a Prop 58, only because, you know, I taught and I saw the how terrible it was when they would track kids as being developmentally disabled when they were monolingual.
Right, when they were just non-English speakers.
It's just another tool. And then there's one that's just, you know, 59. It's a statement. It's non-binding, but it is a fuck you to Citizens United.
And that's for people who go out there and say, oh, you know, Hillary's corrupt and I was for Bernie Sanders and now I'm not going to vote for anybody or vote for a third party. Think about the Supreme Court. The only way we're going to get all of this sewer money, and it is sewer money, it's disgusting, all of the big tech and real estate money coming into San Francisco. The only way we're going to get rid of it is to overturn Citizens United. And the only chance we have on that is a better Supreme Court.
Well, but and also a better Congress.
And a better
Congress,
yeah.
Because it really does. Find a home in Congress, and yep. You know they really got to change their regulations. Yeah, I was thinking that maybe I could be appointed to the Supreme Court.
I mean, I think it's you don't have to be a lawyer.
No, and I would look good in that robe with big shoulders. I could have chandelier earrings, and well, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I could have a hen party.
I think,
smoke a little spliff. Girl, who killed Scalia?
Tom Amiano for Supreme Court. And on that note, happy Halloween. And we will see you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
About the outcome.
And we'll have the results.
Woo!